This is not another planet. It is the North Pole. A place where land and sea are covered in ice. Life in this part of the world is terribly difficult. Freezing winds and temperatures of up to minus 50 degrees Celsius prevail. In such a climate, there is nowhere for animals to shelter. The North Pole is the ice machine of our world. A new iceberg forms every second here. On average, these icebergs are the size of a 30-story building. You might think that there is nothing but icebergs here. Yet there is actually a rich variety of life here, despite the difficult conditions. In this film, you will encounter creatures which survive quite easily in polar conditions that at first sight might seem totally inhospitable to life, and will examine their characteristics, each one of which is a miracle of creation. A happy family. A polar bear mother with her cubs. But how is it that they manage to survive in such difficult conditions? When we look at these animals close up, we see that they have been specially designed to live in a cold environment. An adult polar bear is an average 2.5 meters long and 800 kilos in weight. Hollow spaces between its toes create a vacuum effect, allowing it to grip the ground easily. The web structure between its toes allows it to swim easily. A bear can swim at speeds of up to 10 kilometers an hour, and it can travel up to 100 kilometers without needing a rest. The bear does not hesitate to enter ice-covered water, and it has yet another secret, its fur. The cold here will kill a human being in a few minutes unless he is wearing protective clothing. But the polar bear faces no such problem. It owes this to its 5-centimeter thick fur. Despite appearing to be white, its fur is actually transparent. The fiber optic properties of this fur prevent heat loss and also transfer heat from the sun's rays to black hairs underneath it. Immediately under the fur is a 10-centimeter thick layer of fat. Its fur thus completely insulates the bear from the cold. This fur is also well suited to swimming. Underwater, the hairs stick together. It is as if the polar bear is wearing a special diving suit. These properties of the fur allow the bear to maintain its 37-degree body temperature for long periods, whether in the water or above it. There are even times when instead of being cold, its body becomes too warm. It is for these reasons that polar bears frequently roll in the ice to bring down their body temperatures. The polar bear has to travel long distances in order to hunt in this desert of ice. At this point, it relies on its sense of smell. The polar bear's nose is exceptionally sensitive and can detect a seal more than 30 kilometers away. The secret behind the way the polar bears are able to live happy lives in this world of ice is the way they have been specially created in line with these conditions. As with all creatures, the Almighty God has created the polar bear with the most perfect design in the light of its needs. These birds are ptarmigans, also known as prairie chickens. They live at the poles all year round. Their feathers change color according to the seasons. In summer they are brown, and in winter, white. They are thus camouflaged and easily able to hide from their enemies. Birds of the Arctic take advantage of the rich variety in the sea. Their bodies, well suited to flight, also allow them to dive into the waves. Under the water, they are able to use their wings just like flippers. The air this bird stores in its lungs is sufficient for a 3-minute dive. It is also able to swim at jet speed thanks to the air pockets it holds under its wings. The abilities possessed by these birds living at the poles show that they have been created in line with the environment. The Almighty God has created these polar birds with the most suitable characteristics for the climate in which they live. He is God, the Creator, the Maker, the Giver of Form. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. These birds are penguins, the most numerous creatures on the polar ice caps. Unlike other birds, penguins are flightless. Yet once in the water, they turn into expert swimmers. They owe this ability to swim so fast and with such agility to the incomparable properties of their bodies. First of all, the feathers which cover their bodies are waterproofed by a special oil. Penguins thus have a diving suit which allows them to swim underwater at speeds of up to 25 kilometers an hour. Flying birds need to be light, for which reason they have been created with hollow bones. Penguins, however, have no need to be light in order to dive under the waves. They have thus been created differently. Their bones are solid. They can thus easily chase after fish in the depths of the ocean. It is thanks to this special design in penguins that they are the only class of birds which can dive down as far as 600 meters. Such a dive can last 10 to 15 minutes. There is another reason for this length. Research has shown that as penguins eat fish in the freezing cold, their stomachs are chilled, thus slowing down their metabolisms. Thanks to this slow-working metabolism, their need for oxygen is reduced, and the length of time they can spend underwater goes up. So, how is it that penguins are able to survive without freezing in cold of up to minus 50 degrees, despite biting winds and storms? The answer to this question lies in the design in their feathers. Their plumage consists of three layers. The first of these consists of external feathers, which are stuck together. Immediately underneath comes an air layer which acts like an insulating wall. The third and final level consists of a thick layer of fat. Thanks to this specially designed coat, penguins are able to survive in the bitter cold for days, weeks, and even their entire lives. If you look carefully, you will see that only penguins' feet actually come into contact with the ice. So, do penguins' feet, which spend months touching the ice, not freeze? No. Because penguins' feet have a special design. The secret behind the way their feet do not freeze lies in the incomparable network of veins inside them. In this circulatory system, Adjacent arteries and veins form a system of heat exchange between opposing flows. In the upper member, a remarkable heat exchange network permits the cooled returning blood to absorb heat from the outflowing blood. The arteries constantly warm the veins, and the veins bringing the blood in cool down the arteries sending it out. Thanks to this special circulatory network, penguins never lose body heat, and their feet never freeze. The Almighty God has equipped penguins with the systems to allow them to live comfortably in this environment, and has made these with a superior creation. Why are these whales, which weigh an average of 40 tons each, still in these cold waters when they could move to warmer ones? Because the small fish they seek live in large numbers here. The cold waters around the North Pole are rich in nutrients. They migrate here on purpose from warmer waters. During their time at the pole, they store nutrients by eating small marine crustaceans known as krill and similar small fish. When whales find large numbers of krill or schools of fish, they act in concert. When the fish seek to flee from the surface down to deeper waters, the whales all dive even deeper. And forming a cage around the fish, they start to blow their air holes. The air bubbles thus spread around the fish, forming a wall and preventing them from escaping. When the whales start to move to the surface from inside the circle they form, all they have to do is open their mouths. Thanks to these intelligent tactics and concerted behavior, whales are easily able to catch fish. Naturally, birds also join in the feast. There is only one explanation for whales' intelligent behavior. God, their creator, inspires these creatures' behavior. There is no creature he does not hold by the forelock. My Lord is on a straight path. people also live at the poles. Eskimos known as Inuits. Human beings can easily find all they need here. The pelts of the animals they hunt are Eskimos' warmest clothing. Seals. Polar bears. Or reindeer. These are all ideal for protecting human beings from the cold. Whales occupy a special place in the lives of the Inuits, since large quantities of vitamin C can be found in whale skin. We meet our vitamin C requirements by eating fruit and vegetables, and the Inuits from the whales they hunt. Medically speaking, an intake of vitamin C is essential for human health. When vitamin C cannot be consumed, the inevitable result is death from scurvy. As we have seen, the human body is able to meet its needs even here, in the freezing polar conditions where fruit and vegetables cannot grow. In this ice-covered world, man is cheek by jowl with everything he needs. The Almighty God offers the creatures in the sea and on the land for man's use. Among his signs is the creation of the heavens and earth and all the creatures he has spread about in them. And he has the power to gather them together whenever he wills. Another creature which spends all its life at the pole is the seal. This seal pup was born last week. It has to stay above the water until it learns to swim. At this time, its fur is white, allowing it to camouflage and conceal itself. As it grows, its fur will become darker. A 10 centimeter thick layer of fat immediately beneath the fur is sufficient to protect it from the cold. This defenseless-looking pup is protected from enemies by the color of its fur and from the cold by its layer of fat. Like other land-dwelling animals, seals need to breathe. Yet they are also expert in lengthy deep-sea diving. They owe these characteristics to the biochemical structure in their blood. Physiologically, diving deep with the lungs full of air gives rise to the bends. The nature of the seal's red blood cells, however, possesses a design allowing it to store oxygen in large quantities. Thus, the seal does not dive with air in its lungs, but carries the oxygen it needs dissolved in its blood. Since it does not hold air in its lungs, it can easily dive down to great depths. Research has shown that seal blood has the highest oxygen-bearing capacity. In this way, seals can spend around an hour underwater in a single dive. Trained divers, on the other hand, can spend no longer than 4 minutes at these depths without oxygen bottles. All this information reveals one clear fact. The seal cannot have developed this property of its blood by itself. It cannot have come up with such a solution by evaluating the harmful effects of water pressure on its body. Neither can this solution be the work of chance, as the theory of evolution would have us believe. There is no doubt that this matchless feature of the seal is the work of a creator possessed of all knowledge. The Almighty God created the seal together with all the physical attributes that allow it to hunt with ease. Seals feed on fish, squid, and most of all, on krill. There is also an order in this food chain. Algae are the most basic source of food underwater. They store solar energy by means of photosynthesis. Krill eat the algae and thus acquire this energy produced by photosynthesis. Seals, whales, and other fish feed on krill and thus take on that same solar energy. The waters around the North Pole are dark during the 6 months of darkness. So how are seals able to hunt in darkness, in deep water? Seals find their prey not by using their eyes, but by following the traces it leaves in the water. These traces are invisible to the naked eye, and are hydrodynamic waves caused by the prey's movement through the water. The seal catches its prey solely by following these traces. Thanks to this ability, seals have no difficulty in finding their prey in dark or swirling water. Each one of the seal's features is the product of a superior design. The Almighty God has created the seal with the best abilities and physical characteristics for its environment. How many creatures do not carry their provisions with them? God provides for them, and He will for you. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. The seal is a mammal. It needs to breathe in order to survive. It therefore looks for an escape hole out of the ice. If it cannot find one, it has to make one. This is where its long teeth come in useful. With these teeth, it can gnaw away at the ice and break through it to the air. The lovable seal has been designed and created to live in a habitat which is covered in ice. Thanks to the properties they possess, seals can easily find food, protect themselves from danger, and meet all their needs. Another animal created to live in polar conditions is the polar fox. The fox's fur changes according to the climatic conditions and its environment. The naked earth that emerges with the melting of the snow represents no problem to the fox, concealing itself and catching its prey. That is because its fur is now brown, the color of the earth it is living on. In winter, when everything is covered in snow and ice, the fox again experiences no difficulties. The fur again changes color and becomes snow white. It is almost impossible to distinguish between the fox and its surroundings in this white world. In short, The fox has the best possible camouflage in both situations and continues to move around without other animals being aware of it. Of course, the fox is unaware of how other living things see it. Even if it were, it could still never decide to change the color of its fur. It is clear that the Almighty God created it, together with all its attributes. God has equipped the fox with all the necessary properties to survive under all conditions and find food. The polar bear family living a happy life. Seals, deep sea diving champions. Whales hunting with a common strategy. Birds hunting fish under the water. Penguins, whose bodies protect them from freezing. The polar fox, a master of camouflage. The animals we have seen throughout this film are born, live, and die at the poles. They are happy with their lives. That is because they are creatures specially designed to live in these cold conditions. Each one of these creatures reveals to us the infinite knowledge, the power and dominion over the earth of the Almighty God. God suggests we consider this truth in a verse from the Quran. And in your creation, and all the creatures he has spread about, there are signs for people with certainty.